This is KBOX Heart of the Arts podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. Stephen Cook is the founder and artistic director of the Oracle Piano Society in Oracle, Arizona, and he's in the KBOX studios to chat about their upcoming chamber music festival and a few other events coming up this winter. Welcome.
Thank you for having me back.
Good to have you back. Appreciate that a lot. Let's talk about the festival first. It looks like quite an impressive lineup of musicians taking part.
Yes, this is actually our fifth chamber music festival. We've been doing it since 2019, every year except for the COVID year, where we actually switched and provided an online conservatory for young students that were local. But now we're back, and this festival will have 9 faculty members. Actually 10, because we have an additional one that's just coming, and 32 students. So we had to close registration, and we're maxed out at 32 students. They all stay at the El Rancho Robles Guest Ranch in Oracle, which is a beautiful historical guest ranch, and we rent the whole place. They practice there, and they receive lessons and master classes and all sorts of really intense musical study while they're there. In addition to the work at the El Rancho Robles, we have 4 events that are public at the Oracle Center for the Arts, 4 main events. And those events are the January 2nd faculty concert, which is at 3 p.m., and then the January 3rd concert, we have a special guest, Rachel Breen, who is the gold medalist from the Busendorfer competition, which coincidentally is happening the same time as our festival, this year's Busendorfer. So if you're in Tempe, you can check that out too. And on January 4th, we have a workshop with our composer in residence, Dr. Christopher Norby, and he'll be working with a student group who's playing one of his compositions. So that's a unique experience for them to work with a composer. And then finally, January 5th at 3 p.m., we have a student concert, which is the finale. The students get to show off what they've learned at the festival, and then we even select one group to return on our main concert series as paid performers. So it's a little bit of a competition. I'm not a huge competition person, but this is an aspect of that for the festival. We involve a lot of the local businesses, and we work with Way of Bean, the Biosphere, the Riot Grill, the Patio Cafe, Casa Rivera, the Zipline, the Oracle Community Center, the Ore House, Life Under the Oaks, Lavender Farm, and even the Century Room. We've got a little retreat. We're going to go see some jazz with all the students at the Century Room via Arthur Vint, who will be on the faculty there. So
that's nice. So tell me about the kind of the typical day of one of the students at this festival.
Sure. So they, you know, we start bright and early in the morning, and they'll have lessons all day. They have to quickly turn something around because they were just assigned their pieces yesterday. And so they have less than a month really to prepare chamber work. So that when they get there, they've probably never worked with their partners unless they come as a group. And so they have to very fast assimilate with a new group of musicians, then work with our faculty members, so that the classes in the morning are lessons usually and rehearsals and coachings. And then at 3 o'clock, there's always an event that takes place, either a concert or a workshop. And then they have dinner, and at night we go out and either have a campfire, or we go to the Biosphere, or we're going to go to the jazz club, or watch movies, things like that. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of times they're practicing all night, though, so it depends on if they want to join us. And this year, in particular, is meaningful because we are bringing 4 Cuban exchange students. That was a very major deal, and hard to obtain visas for these young, very skilled performers. And they will be coming. The chaperone for them will be Aldo Lopez Gavilan, who is the famous Cuban musician who just performed for us last weekend, I think, and Diana Garcia, his wife, who is a very well-respected conductor in Cuba as well. So they'll be there just as chaperones, but it's exciting to have them there anyway.
That is exciting. Yeah. We talked about how you got the students here last time you were in for the podcast. So that leaves 28 other students. Where did they come from? Are they from Arizona primarily, or are they from across the country?
We have some from Utah, a few from Nevada. It tends to be the sort of the western side of the United States, although we've had students from as far as Peabody before. So it's a lot of fun. So we have 3 different levels, and the collegiate levels tend to come from different schools around the country. Our youth program is local, so either from the Phoenix area or from the Oracle area. And then we also have an adult amateur program, which is just local adults who want to experience the Chamber Music Festival and all the excitement of it, but aren't, you know, professional musicians. We do have our conservatory students, which is, this is a new thing this year. We are trying to get our conservatory students to participate as well. So they'll be even coming from Akchin Indian community to participate because we've started a string program there. And so we'll have a couple days of programs tailored to the young beginners. Those are the conservatory students who are just learning their instruments.
That's excellent. You have such a wide variety of students. And it's a perfect time for the collegiate students in particular. It's winter break and they get a chance to kind of not just lay on the couch at mom's for a month between the semesters. They actually get to keep their skills up.
Right. It's a little bit challenging to have a check-in day on the January 1st, but that's what we have to fit it in somehow. So check-in is the 1st and the check-out is the 6th. So it's all the events happen from the 2nd to the 5th. If they can wake up and on the 1st, then we're set.
That's right. Now, you're committed to providing a barrier-free education for students attending the festival, which means financial aid for all students who request it. Let's talk about how you get the money to do that.
That's a big part of our mission is providing barrier-free education. I was, as a student, fortunate to benefit from scholarships and financial aid that allowed me to attend festivals like this one that were really life-changing. And without that aid, I would not have been able to attend for sure. And that's the case for a majority of the students who are registered. So we started this fundraising campaign called Scale the Staff. We're trying to raise $15,000 to support the number of students who asked for financial aid. The tuition is about exactly $650 for students. And so based on that figure, we determined that we needed to raise about $15,000. We have raised $5,087, so we're on our way there, but we're not there yet. We're hoping that members of the community will like to help us scale the staff to get to that $15,000 number. We do have tax credit status, so if that's something that you're thinking about, we hope you consider us as a tax credit option.
It's pretty exciting to be able to provide financial aid for students that need it. It helps you bring a wide variety of students to this festival.
That's correct. We believe that no student should be left out of this opportunity. And even our tuition that we charge doesn't cover the expenses that we incur. So it's about as cheap as we can make it.
That's fantastic. Let's talk briefly about the things that are coming on this winter after the festival. The first one, you've got a show called Cowboy Beethoven. I love the title. What's that about?
Yes, this is a very exciting combination of classical and classic Western tunes. You will hear Lieder by Beethoven next to Patsy Cline style, you know, crazy things like that. It's a really fun show. I saw it and was inspired by it and so wanted to bring it to Oracle. And I think it's perfect for our little community there.
Yeah, yeah, sounds like it. And then the great pianist and Native American composer Connor Chee is coming up on February 16th. That's exciting.
That's right. And he's really making a splash right now and studied in Cincinnati, but is originally from Arizona and wanted to combine the classical tradition with the traditional native music that he was familiar with to keep that alive. And he's really creating vibrant works of art that we are excited to experience in person.
Yeah. And then March 2nd is a concert presented by the artistic director, i.e. you. Tell us what you have on your program. It's called Arizona Ballads.
Yes, that program is still developing, but in a way, I'm also interested in developing location-specific music, something that can be defined as Arizona. And so I've been looking for old folk tales, specifically ghost stories, to write pieces about. And I did write one already called White Boots, which is based on a ghost that haunts a mine and magma mine and near Oracle. And the next one is The Red Ghost. Both of these were done in collaboration with artists. James G. Davis, he's an Oracle artist, did a sketch of White Boots, which I had on stage during the performance. And this next one will feature a sculpture by Vanessa Wines. And she did this sculpture of probably Arizona's most interesting ghost story. A woman was trampled to death by some red beast. And it's actually, this is recorded in a newspaper article from the turn of the century. It turned out to be a camel that had been brought over by a congressional act they were trying to move supplies to California, so they purchased a bunch of camels from the Middle East, but then ran out of money. And so this camel ended up wandering the desert. The creepy part about this ghost story is that the camel had a dead body strapped to its back, and nobody knows why. So I'm writing a piece based on that.
So many interesting stories here in the Southwest. Stephen Cook is the artistic director of the Oracle Piano Society. They're presenting their Chamber Music Festival January 2nd through the 5th in Oracle, Arizona. More information about the festival and all of the society's other activities and how you can help fund the festival is at oraclepianosociety.org. Stephen, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.